I'm Claire Buchanan. Western Illinois University says a freshman who shot his roommate Tuesday night is in custody. Executive Director of University Communications Darcy Schinberger says the suspect is 18-year-old Kavion Poplas of Chicago.
Mr. Poplas turned himself into the Chicago Police Department and was taken into custody by the FBI with the assistance of Chicago Police.
Poplas surrendered Wednesday afternoon. He's charged with attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery, and aggravated discharge of a firearm. The shooting happened in Thompson Hall, which is a 19-story dorm. The victim was taken to McDonough District Hospital before being transferred to another hospital. University leaders declined to say where he was taken. They say he's out of surgery, but they don't know his condition. Western's Office of Public Safety called the shooting a roommate dispute and an isolated incident. Classes on both campuses were canceled Wednesday, but will resume today. In other news, the number of new cases of COVID-19 on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus has decreased in recent days. That follows a surge of new cases earlier this month. Lee Gaines reports university officials say their testing program has succeeded in stopping what could have been a much worse outbreak of the virus.
Speaking on the 21st show, University of Illinois System President Tim Colleen describes the institution's COVID-19 response this way.
It's going well. It's going really well.
Earlier in the semester, cases began to rise on the Urbana campus, triggering alarm among faculty and administrators.
But we caught it. We caught it before it had a chance to transmit broadly. And that's because of our testing regimen that's in place.
Colleen says he hopes to expand the university system's testing technologies to the communities that surround campuses and other public institutions in Illinois over the next several weeks and months. I'm Lee Gaines.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul announced a settlement this week that includes more than $9.4 million in student loan debt relief to former students of ITT Tech. The relief is part of a $330 million national settlement reached by Raoul's office and 47 other attorneys general. Nationally, the settlement will result in debt relief for more than 35,000 former students of the failed for-profit school. I'm Claire Buchanan.
And I'm Leah Lerner. With just 2 weeks before the deadline for filling out the 2020 census form, Union County is holding a countywide census day today. County residents can get help filing the census in 5 different locations. Free rides will be provided by Shawnee Mass Transit District. Refreshments will be provided for those who complete the form. They will also be eligible for several prizes, including a Chromebook. Visit our webpage for details on the times of Census Day activities, including Cobden, Alto Pass, Jonesboro, Dongola, and Anna. All those are today. The annual tree walk at SIU will be a little different this year because of COVID-19. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
The SIU Forestry Club and Tree Campus Higher Education Committee host hundreds of schoolchildren each fall for an annual tree walk. This year, organizers are working to turn the event into a virtual tree walk. Plans are still being finalized before production begins. Superintendent of Grounds Dave Tippy says they hope to have a host demonstrate how people can explore all the features of the tree selection pass on campus.
We have the tours already set up, so part of it will be a learning experience to show people how to actually access the tours, the website, how to use the QR codes, possibly. With their smartphones.
Organizers want to launch the virtual tree walk in mid-October. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
In local COVID-19 news, the region now has more than 9,000 positive cases since the pandemic began, and roughly 2,100 are still active. 170 people have died. More details on our website.